Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, then gradual clearing toward daybreak with a low around 50, and on Thursday, sunny with a high near 71. And in the news for today, Wisconsin U.S. Representative Mark Pocan said Tuesday that Congress will focus on gun safety legislation when it reconvenes next week, but it might take an executive order from President Joe Biden to get anything accomplished. Pocan, a Democrat from Madison, said the need for Biden to get creative was based on political realities in the U.S. House, where Democrats hold a slim majority in the U.S. Senate, which is split down the middle. Let's face it, Congress is largely dysfunctional right now, Pocan said. The only way we're going to really be able to advance some things right now is with the White House, he said. That, according to a report made available to WDRT from the Wisconsin Public Radio News. Pocan's comments came a week after the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that left 19 students and two teachers dead. Pocan did not specify which changes he wanted Biden to make through executive orders. House Democrats are planning to advance a package of gun bills next week, including one that would raise the age for purchasing semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21, and another that would restrict the sale and manufacture of large-capacity magazines. Pocan said he's a co-sponsor of a bill that would bring back the 1994 federal assault weapons ban, which expired in 2004. The U.S. House has already passed legislation that would regulate gun sales, including a measure to require universal background checks for firearm purchases. Again, that according to WPR News. The legislature's budget committee approved setting aside about $8.5 million on Tuesday to pay staff overtime at seven state facilities tasked with addressing residents' mental health and intellectual disabilities while treating people likely to commit acts of sexual violence. The approval came after the State Department of Health Services said it needed more money to properly staff the Mendota Mental Health Institute, Winnebago Mental Health Institute, Wisconsin Resource Center, Sand Ridge Secure Treatment Center, and the Central, Northern, and Southern Wisconsin Centers, which each operate 24 hours a day through the year. With approval Tuesday from the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee, the Department of Justice will receive $2 million for a grant program that will help schools comply with a new requirement for them to submit detailed school maps to law enforcement. Information for this report came with permission from the Wisconsin State Journal. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.